Hi everyone, the Gazette has a new name. It's now called Nostalgia USA, and each month it's getting better. A real entertainment experience. And within each issue, there will be special pricing on selected OldTimeRadioDVD.com collections, only available to our subscribers of the Nostalgia USA. Take advantage today by subscribing at OldTimeRadioDVD.com. Nostalgia USA, special pricing. What a combination. Go to OldTimeRadioDVD.com today. You'll be glad you did.
Let's now join our featured presentation.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 8, Dark Lord's Fury. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Now it is a dark time for the rebellion. While the Empire hunts scattered and demoralized rebel units across space, Luke Skywalker has gone off on his own to further his training as a Jedi Knight. Han Solo, Leia Organa, Chewbacca, and C-3PO have been forced to seek refuge in Cloud City, a huge gas mining complex floating in the atmosphere of the planet Bespin. But Luke is now speeding towards Bespin in his X-Wing fighter, convinced by glimpses of the future that his friends are in horrible danger.
Talk to the tech supervisor, Leia. Everything's going great.
Everything always seems to be going great in Cloud City.
Things go bad, you worry. Things go good, you're suspicious. Why don't you just try being happy for a while, Princess?
I will be if we get out of here. And I hope nobody finds out about the princess part.
Hey, what more do you want from Lando? He took us in, he's getting the Falcon's hyperdrive repaired, and he's putting us up in luxury quarters.
Oh, yes, Lando's been generous to a fault. I'll grant you that.
I mean, look at this place. Three times as much room as we need, all this art. View of the whole city? It works. It's pretty classy, even for a princess, isn't it?
And dazzling to a smuggler, I imagine.
I take the good life when it comes my way, yeah. And I see you don't mind wearing those fancy robes Lando sent over for you.
Oh, he's charming. He's just a little too charming.
Listen, Lando's just a crook like me who went straight. I thought that's what you were always saying I should do.
Well, being in business doesn't make him honest. Something's wrong here, Han. I can feel it. Have you seen 3PO?
No, I haven't seen him since we landed.
Well, nobody seems to have heard of him or have any idea where he is.
Yeah, he probably wandered off sightseeing and got lost. Lando will find him for us.
He's been gone too long to have simply gotten lost.
Stop worrying. Come here, Leia.
Romance is not going to solve our problems, Solo.
Can't hurt.
Han!
Relax. I'll go talk to Lando right now, see what I can find.
I don't trust Lando.
Well, I don't trust him either. But he is my friend. What's the matter? What do you got there?
3PO!
What's left of him? Wow, 3PO, somebody blasted you. He says he found the pieces in a junk reclamation center. He had to fight off a bunch of those little Ugnaughts for him.
I told you something was wrong. Are all 3PO's pieces here?
Yeah, looks like. There's not too much damage.
What a mess. Can Chewbacca repair him?
Yeah, it looks like his emergency releases blew when the blaster shot, you know? Sloughed off most of the impact.
So he can be fixed.
Yeah, Lando's got people who can do it.
Han, wake up! Lando's people probably did this!
Look, there's no reason to think Lando was in on this. Those Ugnaughts are nasty little creatures.
Good afternoon, folks. I came to see if you... Oh, am I interrupting something?
Not at all, Administrator Calrissian.
Leia, you look absolutely magnificent in those robes. You truly belong with us here among the clouds.
I can't agree, but thank you.
Would you care to join me in the banquet hall for a little refreshment? Everyone's invited, of course.
Sounds good.
Splendid. Are you having trouble with your droid there?
No. No problem. He comes apart once in a while.
Princess? Gentlemen, right this way.
So you see, Han Leia, since we're a small operation, we don't fall into the jurisdiction of the Empire this way.
So you're part of a mining guild, then?
No, as a matter of fact, our operation is small enough not to be noticed.
Yeah, the Empire is sort of busy.
Yes, which is advantageous, since my customers are anxious to avoid attracting attention to themselves.
Lando, aren't you afraid the Empire is going to find out about this little racket of yours? Shut you down?
It's always been a danger. It looms like a shadow of everything we've done here.
We?
Most of the personnel here just want to work their jobs and lose their past.
That's not always so easy.
No, but something has developed that will ensure our security.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I've just made a deal that will keep the Empire out of Cloud City forever.
Congratulations. Perhaps you'll reveal your secret to us. I enjoy hearing just how it's done.
Ah, here's the banquet hall. Enter, please.
You don't have to ask twice when it comes to a meal for you.
Greetings, Princess Leia. Captain Solo. It has been a long chase. Would you care to sit at my table?
Thanks.
Oh, you can't let him take us.
He won't. So long, baby! It's impossible. Nobody stops a blaster bolt with his hand.
Han, it's no good.
As you well know, Princess Leia. Solo, I weary of this. You won't be needing your precious weapon ever again. Watch. It flies to me. You see? Firearms are of no consequence to me.
I'm with you, partner. Let's take him.
That's Vader, Han. Nobody...
I thought you knew, Lando. Me and the Wookiee don't go to jail. Hey, you in the funeral outfit. Let's find out what you got besides parlor tricks. Chewie, you get him on the left. I'll handle the right.
Yes, come. I await you, Solo, if you dare.
Don't flatter yourself. You ain't the biggest thing me and the Wookiee ever tackled, pal.
The Wookiee's life is forfeit, Solo. I need you, but I shall strangle him before your eyes.
Do it. Han, believe me. It's Chewie's life.
You capitulate, Princess Leia?
Lord Vader, give him a chance to surrender. He can see there's no...
His chance is this moment.
But he's no good to you, Dad. You said so. In a fight, you might kill him.
Yes. I shall make this simple for you, pilot. Commander!
Sir.
Bring in your men.
Stormtroopers.
Yes, Cloud City's filled with them.
Cover the doorway. Keep your weapons trained on the rebels.
Here's someone else you'll recognize, Solo. Come in, bounty hunter.
Hello, Solo. Jabba the Hutt sends his warmest regards. He's looking forward to seeing you.
Rubber fit. What'd somebody do, kick over a rotten log?
Joke while you can, Solo.
I await your decision, Solo. Does the Wookiee die?
He's got us.
No, she's right, Chewie. I guess you win, Vader.
Of course, Captain. Although, I am disappointed. I would have enjoyed our little contest.
Another time. Lando, I hope the word gets out on you.
No wonder you called Han a double-crosser, Lando. The word must have been very much on your mind.
I had no choice. Vader and Fett arrived before the Falcon. I'm sorry, Han.
I'm sorry, too.
Not nearly as sorry as you're going to be, Captain Solo. For every insult, you will scream a dozen times.
Doing in there?
Lord Vader is chastising him, Calrissian.
The torture was never a part of this bargain.
Then why don't you complain to Vader? I would enjoy seeing the Dark Lord lose his patience with you.
Is it true that gun of yours only works when somebody's back is turned?
Don't push me.
Someday, buddy, you and I are gonna meet when you haven't got a division of stormtroopers to back you up.
And what will happen then, Calrissian?
You see this face? Memorize it. It's gonna be the last thing you ever see. Lord Vader, I've done what you've wanted. You've got to stop torturing Han.
Presently, Calrissian. Boba Fett, you may take Solo to Jabba the Hutt after I have Luke Skywalker in my grasp.
Lord Vader, with all respect, I was the one who found the Falcon for you. You made certain promises. Jabba wants to make an example of Solo. He's no good to me dead.
Solo will not be permanently damaged.
But what about Leia and Chewbacca?
They must never again leave Cloud City.
But that was never a condition of our agreement. Noah's giving hand to this bounty hunter.
Perhaps you think you are being treated unfairly, Calrissian. Perhaps you would prefer to dissolve our little understanding.
I never said that. No, Lord Vader, no.
It would be unfortunate if I had to leave a garrison of stormtroopers here in Cloud City.
Yes, unfortunate.
You, bounty hunter, come with me. We have final arrangements to make.
As you wish, Lord Vader.
Well, this deal is getting worse all the time. Lobot, come here.
What is your command, Lando?
Tell my God Force to be ready. I don't like the way things are going, and you stay on constant alert.
Yes, Lando.
I've got a bad feeling about all this.
Reassemble me? Yes, my head goes on my body just like that. Oh, truly, you have no idea how grateful I am. Oh, now, throw the connecting switch. Oh, yes, that's very good, I like that, but well, something's not right because now I can't see. Oh, that's much better. Wait, what have you done? You've put my head on backwards. Oh, you stupid furball. Only an overgrown mophead like you could make such a ridiculous mistake. How could you do?
Rest up while you can, Solo.
Oh, my.
We'll be back.
I feel terrible. Chewie, give me a hand here.
That Chewbacca. Please be careful where you're putting me.
Right. What'd you say? As a matter of fact, yeah, the sleeping platform looks pretty good right about now.
Oh, Captain Solo. Oh.
You're not looking so hot either, Professor.
Well, I was accosted and blasted by stormtroopers.
Oh, I figured it was something like that.
Chewbacca is attempting to reassemble me with mixed results.
Well, with your head on that way, you always know where you've been.
I'm not sure I take your meaning, Captain Solo. I was just trying to correct the situation, but, well, might I inquire of your experiences here?
Torture chambers. Take a tip from me, 3PO. Don't ever get on Vader's bad side.
I regret that advice is rather tardy, Captain Solo.
No kidding.
Oh, Princess Leia.
3PO. Han, what have they done to you?
Pretty much what they wanted. Made me holler a lot.
Why are they doing this to you? There's nothing you can tell them.
I don't know. They never even asked me any questions. Somehow, I think I got Vader sore.
You're never gonna learn, are you?
Stay where you are. All of you.
Oh, no!
Never mind that. The two of you just post yourselves by the door.
Yes, I know.
Well, look what slithered in.
Listen to me, all of you. We're short on time.
Calrissian, I was wrong about you. You're an even more despicable creature than I thought.
Get out of here, Lando.
Now, shut up and listen. Vader's agreed to turn Leia and Chewie over.
Well, Leia?
What?
I'll bet you love that part of it.
You're wrong, Han. That's never been my style, and you know it. Leia and Chewie will have to remain in Cloud City, but at least they'll be safe.
Safe?
Leia, you have my word on that.
Your word is worthless. Contemptible. I don't want your protection.
That's the best I can do. I pressed Vader as hard as I could.
What about Han?
Vader's giving him to the bounty hunter.
What did he do to become so popular?
Lando, Vader wants us all dead.
Oh, no, that mustn't happen. Not after all this.
You're wrong, Leia. Vader doesn't want you at all. He's after somebody named Skywalker.
Luke, of course. It had to be.
Vader set a trap for him.
And we're the bait.
Yes. And this Skywalker's apparently on his way.
Perfect. Works out great for you, doesn't it, Lando?
And you should have looked around more. You'd have recognized a lot of faces. Almost everyone here is on the run or making a last try for some kind of life.
And that makes you a philanthropist, is that it?
It means I can't lose this place. Cloud City is all we have.
Well, you fixed us up real good, didn't you, Lando? Give me a hand up here, will you?
Yeah, sure. Look, Han.
Thanks, friend.
Ah! Hold it on your head, Solo. Cover the others.
I got it. No one moves.
This will be a real pleasure, Solo.
No, 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 there's no reason
Stop.
To resort to violence.
Leave them alone.
Are you all right?
I felt better.
You look better, too.
Man, I've done all I can for you. I'm sorry I couldn't do more, but I've got my own problems.
Yeah, Lando, you're a real hero. You think
I don't understand you. I used to be you.
Now save your breath, Han. You're gonna need it.
What's Vader gonna do with him?
I don't know. I have to go meet him now. But he's promised me that you won't be hurt.
You can't trust Vader. Haven't you discovered that yet?
I have no choice. None of us has now. Let's go, God.
You certainly have a way with people, Han.
You gotta understand something about Lando. He came down here to give me that chance to take a poke at him.
Didn't work out too well for you, did it?
No. Sorry. Me and Chewie can usually pull off this kind of stuff.
You did all anybody could do.
It wasn't enough. Maybe in the old days I wouldn't have fallen for this trap.
That's what comes from hanging around with idealists, right?
There are a lot of things I never got around to saying, Princess.
Shh. We have to hang on till Luke gets here.
But, Your Highness, it will be a trap for Master Luke as well.
No. I think they're underestimating him. Even Vader.
Maybe. If anybody can get you out of this, it's Luke. But I think Vader's got other plans for me.
Lord Vader, sensors report a spacecraft approaching Bespin. X-Wing class, a rebel snub fighter.
Excellent. That will be Skywalker. Monitor his progress and allow him to land unchallenged and unopposed.
I'll see to it at once.
Your carbon freezing facility is crude, Candice, but it should be adequate for my purposes. Skywalker must be made comfortable for his journey to the Emperor.
You're gonna freeze Skywalker?
I do not wish him to harm himself or to inflict unnecessary losses. This is a useful means of avoiding that.
We only use this facility for carbon freezing, not life suspension. You put Skywalker into a block of carbonite in that pit, and it might kill him.
Unlikely. And yet I don't want the Emperor's prize captive damaged. We will test the process on Captain Solo.
Now wait, you never told me you're gonna do that.
I can quite easily destroy this entire city. Or have you executed Calrissian? Is that your desire?
No, it's not.
Have Solo brought here and the other prisoners as well. I wish them to witness the fate of an enemy of the Empire.
The droid's still not reassembled, but he's activated.
Then the Wookiee can carry the pieces. Bring them all up here at once and prepare the pit for carbon freezing.
As you say, Lord Vader.
How are the converters holding up back there, R2? Good. I've got Bespin on the scopes. We'll be there soon. Just hope we can get there in time. Yes, I'm sure 3PO's with the others. I didn't leave you behind, did I? Charge up the guns and get ready to bring up the deflector shields.
The rebels are being brought in now, my lord. Skywalker's ship is entering the atmosphere.
Good. Have the others stand here so that they may have a perfect view of the proceedings.
Bring in the prisoners.
Calrissian.
Lord.
Come here. You will stay by me as well.
Lord Vader, with your permission, I don't want any part of this.
Stand over here.
Yes, my lord.
You and everyone else will learn what defiance of the Empire brings down upon traitors.
Along there, all of you.
Easy, easy.
Yes, Chewbacca, do be reasonable. Don't hang up my legs on. I shouldn't need to be carried on his back. Oh, yes, and I'm very grateful, but please remember, I have a responsibility for my well-being, so please don't do anything foolish.
Well, Lando, what's going on?
Buddy,
don't tell me they're throwing this party just for me.
You're being put into the carbon freeze, Han.
I hope you're proud of yourself, Lando.
It's time you outdid yourself, Vader.
I lack the time to punish you properly, Solo. But Boba Fett will deliver you into the hands of Jabba the Hutt. If you survive the freezing. I'm told that Jabba can be most inventive when it comes to vengeance. Is that not so, Fett?
Lord Vader, what if Solo doesn't survive the freezing process? He's worth a lot of money to me.
The Empire will compensate you if he dies. Now stand aside, Bounty Hunter.
You know what, Vader? I'm only sorry I won't be there when the Rebel Alliance finally gives you and the Empire what you got coming.
Empty words, Solo.
No, they're not, Han. They're not at all.
Put him onto the lift and lower him into the pit.
All right, take him away.
There, Chewbacca! There, Chewbacca!
Stop, Chewie! Stop!
You're getting me in trouble.
Chewbacca, you mustn't do this.
Grab him.
Please!
Calm the Wookiee or I'll kill him,
Stop,
Solo.
Chewie, come on! Yes. You hear me? Stop! Chewie, this won't help me!
The right, Chewbacca. Save your strength, partner.
Yes, do it by all means.
There'll be another time, Chewie. The princess. You have to take care of the princess. Do you hear me? Stay with her, Chewie.
Stormtroopers, proceed. Take him away.
Wait. Han?
Goodbye, Leia.
Take him.
Prisoner is in position. Ready to commence.
Han, I love you.
I know.
Lower him into the pit. Prepare for the carbon freezing cycle. Commence the freezing cycle.
As the carbonite block hardens around him, Han Solo's fate hangs in the balance. For Luke Skywalker, whose X-Wing fighter approaches Cloud City, terrible danger beckons. And Lando Calrissian is about to learn what it means to strike a bargain with the Empire, as Leia, 3PO, and Chewbacca await the cruelty of Darth Vader. Soon will follow the clash of lightsabers, as Luke Skywalker confronts the Dark Lord of the Sith. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Billy Dee Williams as Lando Calrissian, Perry King as Han Solo, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Saxe as Princess Leia. Also heard were James Eckhouse, David Alan Greer, Jeffrey Pearson, and Alan Rosenberg. This is Ken Hill. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back was directed by John Madden with Tom Vagley. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Music by John Williams. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. The executive producer was John Boss. Post-production was realized at Studio M in St. Paul on the 3M Digital Mastering System by Tom Vagley. Thank you. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back was produced by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.